Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time just to spend with me these 10 minutes of faith that we're just believing that God is going to do something wonderful, something amazing for you. Just looking at all the testimonies that I could share and all the things that are there. So many people needing a miracle. So many people needing healings. And that's the why I'm spending 10 minutes with you. I spend 10 minutes with you so you can be a part of what we're doing here and get the miracles out that you don't have to wait for one of my healing services. We're having one at the end of the month, but you don't have to wait for that. You can get prayed for now. You can be prayed for different ways. And in a few minutes, I'll even run the scroll that shows our phone number here that we can set up an appointment with you. And then we can just believe God's going to do wondrous, wondrous things for you. So many testimonies to share. I couldn't pick one particular one. There's one that I want to do with the audio and everything, but I'm just going to show you pictures today, and then hopefully I can have her dad's testimony from South Africa. I couldn't find it on the computer, but I'm going to start putting together a little bit more stuff here for you. But we're going to believe God is able to do things for you. Remember that scripture we read yesterday? Or find my iPad. I'm going to read to you again today. It's just powerful. How the scripture just puts everything that you're thinking about, everything that you want in your life, or everything that needs to change, or miracles needs to happen, or finances need to come in. I want you to memorize this scripture in Psalms 33:9. It says, "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." What does that say? Fix this a little. Excuse me. That's better. That means this. That if God speaks it, it's done. That means he commanded and it stood fast. That means that God is able, again, Psalms 33:9. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Let's just believe God is going to do that for us even today. It is worth reading it a second time to you on a second day and just believe that God's going to do some amazing things. The reason this broadcast is coming to you or this live morning is because I believe we can take time to pray. Well, I got it backwards. To talk, testify, pray. So this is the talk part. We're just saying God's going to do something amazing. This God's going to change things for you. Things are going to be different. We're going to believe it's going to happen. And we're going to trust that God's going to do that soon. Amen. There's many things that I've been praying for as well, and ministry-wise, and where we're going next. It's a travel ministry that we've been focusing on. We haven't done as much in the media and broadcasting like we've done over the years. So trying to create a balance and at least spend 10 minutes with you, at least have this I can use for the extended version of the show on that's broadcast on several networks and online stuff and some terrestrial stuff as well. We're not on satellite or anything yet, but that hopefully will change in the next year, hopefully. And I just trust that God's going to change things in your life. I know that 10 minutes is not much of a time to put a lot of prayer in you, but I tell you what, 10 minutes with me, and I'm going to ignite your faith. I'm going to make you believe. There was a picture that I had and a video that I had that I wanted to share today, but I'll probably get it for tomorrow's show. But there's a young man in Kenya, Africa. I don't have his picture here, and I can't really stop and look for it again. It's a video that I have from him, and you're going to have to tune in tomorrow to find out. But he wasn't able to speak, and I have video of him speaking. Amen. And so I'm going to share that tomorrow with you. But today, there's another picture here that I really didn't know if I want to use this one or another one. But I'm going to see what I have here. Let me see. Let's see. I share that one. There we go. This is a beautiful picture here of my friend Seda in South Africa. Let me see what we can do here. Yeah, I'm still learning these tools too. This is a miracle baby. Oh, I'm over here. Okay. This is a miracle baby. This is a beautiful shot of the family, Seda, and how God did something amazing in her life. The other video I had loaded up was Amelia, was from Dwayne from South Africa. And I think you need to have the voice and the picture. So I'm going to have to build a video for that and put that together, because it's just a beautiful testimony. And I have that hopefully by next week. But this is my friend Seda. This is the wonderful, wonderful son that was born. She was told she could not have any more babies. She was told she couldn't have any. This during COVID. Before COVID, I was in South Africa that 2019 September. I told her, by this time next year, God is going to do a miracle in your womb. You're no longer barren. Any problems the medical doctor said aren't going to have is not going to keep God from doing something, and that your healing and your miracle is here. And this is what happened. This is what happened. During COVID, God did miracles. And this wonderful, her Mark and Seda, my friends, the good friends of mine in South Africa, she sends me a picture, not this picture, but the picture of the baby being born. And this is a year, 2 years after, this is in 2022, this year in September, I went back. So two years after I talked to her, two years after I prayed for her and her husband, Mark, because there's two parties to the equation, the husband and the wife to make this baby. So we prayed for both of them, praise God. And this wonderful, beautiful child was born. And in fact, when I got to South Africa after those 2 years, and we talked back and forth, she sent me pictures of the baby. She's on my Facebook, and we go back and forth, and I was just excited, great testimony. But when I went back there and met her seeing her and the baby for the first time, she just comes to me and puts the baby in my hands, and she goes, "Here, Doc, here's your African, your South African son." And he's a beautiful little child. And I was amazing to see this birth of this child, even in the hardest time. Do you know that God was in the baby business? He is in the baby business. Being in the baby business, in other words, everybody I prayed for in South Africa got babies from that trip that I did that year. In fact, I have another one from my friend Zoe. She has her babies as well. And you might have seen the Zoe, and you might have seen this one on her Igniter face, but this is during our prayer time. And I want to encourage you that nothing is impossible for God to do. Amen. Nothing is impossible for God to do. So many testimonies from that part of the world. And I get the testimonies here in the States as well. I get them in Mexico, everywhere we've been. We've seen God do miraculous things. I think one of the first times, I have the picture somewhere on my old phone. When our first time was in India, I prayed for someone. I came back a year later, and they had a baby in the hand. And they told me I was supposed to name the baby. It was a miracle baby. They said that they were waiting for me to come back to name the baby. So I named the baby. What do we name him? Samuel. We named him Samuel. And it was amazing to see that happen. And that was one of the very first times that I came back to another country that they showed me the new baby. Now, this was, of course, years later. That was back about 10, 12 years ago. This is now. And it's amazing to see how God just changes people's lives. And that faith, that testimony, that excitement of God, just, you have to believe that there's a promise there. You have to believe God's anointing is there. You have to trust God that he can do it every single time. But Mark and Seda, I just want to share your testimony. We had a few prayer requests, so I have to find where they're at. But where are they? Let's look for these prayer requests. And we're going to hit this button here. And I get rid of that. And if I leave you by accident, I apologize. But here's our address if you'd like to write us. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to send in your prayer requests, please send in your prayer requests, because we would love to pray for you. This is, let's see, let's go to the next one here. I like this because it's kind of like when I was on my radio show. I had a good radio show for many years, and I enjoyed messing with everything. But of course, this is different because you can see what I'm doing. I don't have an engineer, but I love putting things together like this. This is from Denai Danai. Danai. This is from Danai. And they're asking to please pray for their body for healing. And this was sent just a few days ago. So let's believe that Danai is healed in Jesus' name. And Father, we believe, Father, anyone, I'm hearing back problems and anybody with aches in their body, so they are healed. Anyone that has just issues just to move around the house, Father, we pray right now that they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray miracles abound. Healings happen. Father, even now, for all my friends that have foot aches and they're flat-footed or just pigeon-toed or they're imbalanced, maybe one's longer than the other and one may be shorter than the other, who knows? But we're just going to believe right now that that healing is manifesting right now, Father, because we've seen that happen many, many times. Father, we pray right now that your power breaks any yoke of the enemy. We break it in the name of Jesus, and we believe healing is happening in this body. Finances are recovered in Jesus' name. Father, we believe it done right now. All healing, all miracles to happen, even now, as we are here praying and believing and trusting you, Lord, we just receive that prayer, that anointing right now, Father. In these 10, 12 minutes that we spend together, Lord, we're going to see great things happen. We're going to have testimonies in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, I want you to continue sending me your prayer requests. I want you to continue sending me through Messenger. We've had several more on Messenger than anything else, but some through the email and our web forms. We have it on our web form. So we want you to continue sending your prayer requests to us because we want to pray with you. We want to make sure that we spend our time with you. And if you like, it's right there on the screen. It says to contact us. That's the phone number. Give us a call. Schedule an appointment. We'll do the appointment either through a video call, through on the phone, or in person. If you're in the States, in Houston, Texas, I can meet with you here in one of the offices that we have available to us. So God bless you. Thank you. I pray that your faith is ignited and we have ignited your day. God bless.